This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Colleen Keller and Khaki Demick join me live in studio. Colleen is the director of Pochum, online at pochumshelter.org. And Khaki is with the, well, you know what? I'm going to let you say it yourself. It's what's the full name?
I'm the executive director of the Thomas Jefferson Area Coalition for the Homeless.
That's a mouthful.
Indeed it is.
And the website is the haven at firstandmarket.org.
Yes. Among other things, we operate the Haven at First and Market.
What is the Haven at First and Market? Is that old church that was turned into a homeless shelter?
It is. It's actually a day shelter, not an overnight shelter. So we provide daytime services for the homeless, and we also serve as a multi-resource center, including services from 8 different social service providers on site.
Yeah. And Colleen Keller is also with us from Pochum. This is that time of year, right? Y'all are just opening, getting ready to go.
Getting cold. We'll open up Saturday. This will be the 7th year for the shelters.
And remind us how Pochum works. It's not one location,
no,
right?
It's a grassroots sheltering system that's been led by churches in its broadest sense. I mean, temples, centers, churches. So right now, 50 are involved. About half are shelter sites and the other half are partners providing meals and volunteers. So it moves every Saturday. It's called a rotating shelter system to a new location, and it's based off using the space and the members of the community.
We're talking with Colleen Keller of Pochum and Khaki Demick of The Haven at firstandmarket.org. I have to tell you both, I was driving in downtown Charlottesville the other day, and I saw all these people standing. It was near the church on at Lee Park, that faces Lee Park. I don't know the name of that church. I can't remember. But there were all of these people standing in line, and it was about lunchtime. And it wrapped around the corner to get in for what I'm guessing was like a soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, yep.
And I was shocked at how many people were in line to go eat.
The soup kitchens, there are 5 different soup kitchens Monday through Friday. They're all operated by churches within walking distance of the downtown mall, and they serve about 120, 125 meals a day at each church.
How many?
125 meals.
Every single day?
Every day.
So, Colleen, how big is this problem? I mean, we know 1 out of 4 people live in poverty in Charlottesville,
right?
And that poverty line is, the government keeps that purposely high or low, I'm not quite sure what it is, anyway.
Right.
So there's actually a lot more people that could be included in what we might just think of as living in poverty or the working poor,
right,
in the city of Charlottesville. How big is this problem? And are we making a difference? Are we making any kind of dent, or we just have,
right,
this permanent class of homeless people that'll always be with us?
Well, I think a couple of things. Pochum is an emergency shelter, and so we're a shelter, you know, within a community structure. And we see, on average, 55 people a night. So 55 people coming in for emergency shelter. We last year ran as high as into the 70s. So we see about 200, 208 people a year coming in for emergency last resort shelter. If your question about are we making a dent, I think is actually, despite in this kind of economy, are there more homeless people? Clearly. Are we handling it well? I mean, Charlottesville, 10% of the census of the homeless was unsheltered last year. 10% last year in that kind of winter and this kind of downturn, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Other cities measured how many people were without shelter. And that is not a number, you know, that we were dealing with in big numbers. So the community and the grassroots system, plus other partners in the system, were able to embrace what's been a bigger problem. 41% of the people who came to Pochum, 41% listed eviction, far more than addiction. And it's important for people, I think, to realize that. We saw a lot.
Well, say that again, because that's important in this economy.
41% of the people who came to Pochum last winter
seeking shelter
came due to eviction, including loss of income. That's much higher than people who came for mental health or substance abuse reasons. So we saw a lot of people, and it's some of the same people you're seeing at the soup kitchen, who are not what we think of as typically homeless and not chronically homeless, but they are without shelter. And so they're hitting the shelter system.
Yeah. So much for the ownership society that we once had where, you know, our leaders on both sides of the aisle wanted to get people, everybody owning a home and get them invested in their communities. And that did not work because of the profiteering, you know, that was going on. And anyway, there's lots of reasons for that. But clearly we have a lot of people who are in trouble. And I just want to say, since I've been here for the last 20, 21 years, I can think of two instances, and I'm sure there's more, where we've had reports and they just sort of are a blip in the morning news, but we've had reports of homeless people turning up dead because they froze to death, you know, trying to find a place to sleep in downtown Charlottesville. I can think of two instances that I know of since I've been here of, you know, homeless people who turned up dead the next morning on a really cold night. It does happen, and it does happen here.
It does happen. You know, we do an annual census of the homeless every year required by our federal funder, HUD. In the last 3 weeks or the third week of January, and we counted 274 homeless folks in January of 2010, and the schools reported an additional 394 homeless children enrolled in Albemarle, Charlottesville, Louisa, and Nelson County schools. And so when we talk about the number of folks who are in emergency shelter, that doesn't necessarily reflect the number of folks who are really experiencing homelessness, who are living doubled up or tripled up or in people's cars or campers or garages. And so we tend to see individuals, homeless individuals, and not so many homeless families in our emergency shelter systems.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. We're talking with Khaki Demick of the Haven at firstandmarket.org and Colleen Keller of Pochum, which opens for its seventh season this coming weekend. And both organizations do a great deal to take care of the least fortunate among us. Colleen, is this problem getting any better in our community, or is it getting worse?
Well, I think,
and along those lines,
yes, go ahead.
Do you know, because there are some who will be listening who think that the fact that we do have these type of organizations like yours in our community mm-hmm. attract homeless people. Hey, let's go to Charlottesville. They're liberal Charlottesville. Right. They'll take care of you, and you don't have to work there, and then you get some food and a place to stay.
I think I will tell you, last year Pochum provided 30% more nights of shelter. So was there a bigger need? There's no question. We are called a shelter of last resort. And what that means is every night, two things are going on. We're doing intake. We are looking at, do you have any other options? Seriously, do you have any other options? Can you go to a different program? Can you go to transitional housing? Can you go to the Salvation Army? So our intent—
Can you sleep on the floor of a friend tonight? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's an early one.
Yeah.
You know, do you have nearby family? And that's an increasing effort, because the intent was to embrace a problem, not to build an increasing shelter system. So the last resort criteria is something we work very hard on nightly to have a look at. The second thing that most people don't realize we do is at intake, we're collecting a lot of information about all sorts of things, why you got there, things about your life, how you hit this point. And what we're doing with it afterward is what we call advocacy. And we probably don't have, it's difficult to dedicate enough resources to this, but we're meeting with everybody every 14 days, everybody in our shelters saying, where are you? What do you need? Did you go get your ID? What little steps are you beginning to take to move forward? We take everyone in need of last resort. Okay, so we look at the need, but once they're in, we also try and meet them and move them toward independence. That is really the goal here, is to provide the shelter is the first step toward beginning to move on.
Yeah. And again, just so people, if they're just joining us, Colleen Keller with Pochum and Khaki Demick with the Haven at firstandmarket.org, you're seeing more people now in need of these services who are victims of the economy. They've just been evicted. They've lost their jobs. We're talking about increasing numbers of those people, and not necessarily increasing numbers of people who are having drug problems and they're addicted or they're alcoholics.
We didn't have any higher percentage be chronically homeless. And I mean, we should talk about what's happened now that is positive toward working on the problem, I think, not necessarily attracting, is that, I mean, there's a daytime partner now. There's some really good things going on at the Haven that are beginning to work with people, again, in a one-on-one basis, to connect them with resources. So it goes beyond what our sheltering effort is.
Yeah. And I think one of the things we've seen in the last year has been an increase in the amount of urgency and acuity of people's needs. And so while last year in 2009's point in time count, a little more than 50% of the folks who were identified as homeless actually had jobs, in this last year, only 37% had jobs. And so the amount of work that it takes to get back on that sort of normative track to have a job that sustains you, that that affords you a place to live.
It's become even more challenging.
Indeed, yeah. Because you're starting from further down the down the pipe.
Did you have an event coming up?
We do, actually. We're having our first annual fundraiser for the Haven at First and Market on November 5th. It's called There's No Place Like Home. And it includes an art auction with over 102 local artists represented. So I hope folks will come out about 5:30, 6 o'clock on Friday, November 5th.
There you go. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
The websites are pochumshelter.org, opens for its seventh season this weekend, and thehavenatfirstandmarket.org. You can help as this community gets colder, more people in need.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.